Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Legendary Browns quarterback. We quarantine together with Bernie Kosar. Bernie, how are you?
Bull, good to be quarantined with you, young man.
Yes, it's good to talk to you. It's great to hear from you. And how you doing, man? How you holding up under all this?
I'm doing good. I hope my prayers and thoughts and prayers are going out to everybody out there in these uncertain, trying times. It really is, I think, events like this really put kind of life in perspective to really the importance maybe of football in comparison to our health and wellness and our families.
Sure. Great point.
At least you've got a farm, Bernie, where you can run around and ride ATVs and stuff. What have you been doing?
Well, the farm and outside, I heard you guys complaining about the weather earlier.
Yeah.
Working down in Florida, down here, with the family, but more so with my holistic protocols and my clinics. You guys, we've talked quite a bit about this over the years and my own personal journey from health and wellness, and again, not needing to get over deep into this today, but these protocols have been amazing. So it's just stuff we've been studying as it pertains to this current situation going on, and hopefully we're close to figuring out some answers that could really bring some help and relief to people.
Great thoughts from Bernie Kosar, longtime Browns quarterback. Bernie, let's talk. You know, the NFL is moving on with the draft and free agency, and it gives us a break from, you know, it gives us a sense of normalcy. I'm excited about that in all of this. So let's talk about it. Before we talk about who the Browns added here, let's talk about a guy who's still here, and that's Baker Mayfield. We all know he was great as a rookie, but he really struggled last year. Where are you in your thoughts on Baker heading into year three?
Pretty appropriate question in from the football perspective, and I think I absolutely have a higher opinion today of probably Baker Mayfield than I think Jake DeLone articulated yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
But to that point, and to your question, Dustin, you could relate to it. You saw it happen in your career. All of us see it happen in our careers. You reach a stage where it's time to play, and Baker's gone out and he's played, but all of us quarterbacks, you're going into year three. They are imperatively important years towards your growth and your leadership. So although I think, and not trying to pick a fight with Jake DeLone, but I do think his statements were a little harsher on Baker than they need to be. But the fact is, for any of us in this league, we have to perform, and we have to perform consistently at a high level, and this year with a new coach and a new system and an evolution of the passing game, it is time for not only just Baker but a lot of the young guys to step up and lead, and that's the great thing I think about the NFL. When you have competition behind you and the pressure's behind, I think the cream rises to the top, and I think Baker will be able to meet this challenge.
If he doesn't, Bernie, obviously, you know, DeLome had those comments. You know, I'm curious your thoughts on Case Keenum. I mean, he's been in the league. He's 32 years old. He's been to an NFC Championship game with the Minnesota Vikings. Very familiar with Kevin Stefanski. Do you think there's a chance that he'll play at some point?
Well, in terms – before I talk about Case Keenum, though, I really think it's imperative, as before we leave kind of the Baker subject, that – and I'm not trying to pick on last year's system – but Dustin, you and me, we talked at length about really my complete dislike for the system last year, not using the tight ends, not having a fullback, horrible in terms of the play action, passing game to set up the intermediate, the down the field throws, almost no moving of the pocket to get Baker a little more time and to isolate protections. To create spaces for him to get the ball off down the field. Almost the antithesis of this offense will be the Kevin Stefanski offense this year, where they were almost, I think the Vikings ran the ball 48-49% of the time last year. They moved the pocket on first and second down with the play action pass, the bootlegs, the half rollouts with multiple tight ends and multiple backs in the backfield. And our team with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, I think, plays perfectly into that type of system. So instead of really looking at it in terms of Baker not performing in it, I really look at this as almost the perfect type offense for a Baker Mayfield and a quarterback with the type of weapons that the Browns have.
Bernie, I know Dustin asked you about Keenum. We just want to get your take on him as well.
And not to avoid that question, Case Keenum is an exceptional quarterback to have on your team. There's no doubt you like to have a veteran presence like him. And I'm not trying to cause or stir up any controversy, but we want Baker Mayfield to be our starting quarterback and to flourish within it. If, God forbid, injuries or something happens, Case Keenum is a more than talented enough quarterback to win NFL football games and try to break this playoff drought that the Browns have had for multiple decades.
We're talking with Bernie Kosar. Bernie, you mentioned you didn't like his lack of play action. You didn't like his lack of the tight end, something we talked about a lot. You mentioned you talked about it with Dustin a lot. He brought it on the air. We talked about it a lot. They sign Austin Hooper, who, you know, is probably the best tight end, at least from a pass-catching standpoint, that the Browns have had in decades. How big do you think he will play a role in them, you know, as you talked about with Kevin Stefanski's system, using more two tight end and play-action sets?
Well, I think any time you sign a high-priced free agent, you absolutely are going to want him and expect him to be a big contributing factor to the offense. As a quarterback, an old quarterback, you absolutely love to have pass-catching tight ends. That was something that I imperatively wanted within my team. But one of the, I think, the hidden things is that's super positive from that position and from our offense, from our football team, is I'm a huge fan of David Chief Njoku. And he missed most of last year with the system and the injuries and stuff. I really look for him to really flourish within this system this year. With the way the tight ends was last year in the quick passing game, when you're in the shotgun and three-step drops, everything is 2 to 5 yards, 8 yards down the field. With these play actions, with the run game off of it, where you're able to move the pocket, tight ends with speed and size like David Njoku are going to be running deeper routes, over routes, crossing routes, down the field type things. That I believe that's going to allow for better separation for the offense and for the receivers. And Baker, I think, throws the ball from the intermediate part of the field to the deep part of the field with accuracy as good as anything, as any part of his game. So I think that will play into guys like David Njoku having a breakout year also.
You're such a Hurricanes homer, man. Come on.
And you know what? And I was remiss. I'd be remiss if I didn't give you the "you matter" call for that, but you know when come, but when it does get to the seriousness of winning football games, and in the pros, it is fun to joke about friendships, relationships, colleges you went to, But really, at the end of the day, it's results that matter. And I believe you're going to get good results from those guys.
Yeah, there's no question. We want results from this team, and certainly the expectations last year were so high. We were disappointed with the result, 6-10, excuse me. And, you know, you expect the team to be better this year, hopefully. But here's the thing, Byrne. You got a new coach. You got a new GM. They're both first time at their job. And you've got an offseason that's not even happening, basically. I mean, you can't even have OTAs or practices right now. How much is this going to affect the Cleveland Browns?
Well, from a OTAs practice standpoint, I actually think when you're running the ball and doing play-action passes like this, that it's not optimal that you're not there practicing it, but it's not the end of the world like this pandemic may be. So
right.
It can be learned. It's not rocket science what they have to do, and all the other teams are in that spot. You know, I heard so much whining and crying about from the GMs about the draft, and yep. Commissioner Goodell came out with that edict last night about the drafts going on. I actually think by the changes that's going on within this draft that it actually could be a benefit for the Browns. And I'm not saying this to be funny, but we've been so woeful for the last multiple decades in drafting the traditional way that with the changes, with the incorporation of the analytics on a better, more system-wide agreement within the organization, I actually think that may give us a better opportunity compared to other teams that have done more success and have their process and of going through and meeting people and having to see it. I don't think we could really do is any worse than we've ever done. So I actually think this could be a help for us.
Byrne, I want to take you back because I love this photo, and I can't wait till we can all get back to restaurants again like the Winking Lizard. There's a photo in the Winking Lizard that I love, and it's you and Boomer Esiason standing back-to-back. Do you remember taking that photo, and what
like
is your relationship?
It's like a boxing match card.
Yeah, right. And what was your relationship like with Boomer at the time, and what are you guys still talking a lot?
Yeah, that was the Battle of Ohio.
Right.
We did a little boxing match in the rings in Columbus, and back in the day when maybe the off the field rivalries were a little more intensive and the physical side of things, we took quite seriously the Battle of Ohio and myself wanting to sound dramatic, but I wanted to own the Ohio River. So whenever we played Pittsburgh, okay, on the Ohio River, or Cincinnati, they were ours. We weren't gonna. We were gonna treat them like the second class citizens that they were.
Bernie Kosar is with us. Good stuff, Bern. All right. So as we wrap, where do you think this season goes with the Browns? I mean, obviously a lot's up in the air. We still haven't had a draft yet and all that. But, you know, you think they'll be better, Bernie? I mean, is it just our hope that, you know, every season we just feel like they're going to, you know, make it to the playoffs, but then last year we were let down? Where are you at with this team right now?
Well, I think it is somewhat telling of how awesome us Browns fans are that each year we have this incredibly blind, loyal hope that gets deflated quite early in the football season. It being the end of March today and the situation with the pandemic going on, where the football season goes this year, I think it's too early to tell. And I think we started out today talking about really the as somebody like the three of us who love football so much and love sports so much, it really puts things in perspective where sports and football fall in comparison to these quarantines now, home confinement, worried about our families, people that are immune compromised, our seniors. I have quite a few people, family patients who need to have hospital visits, how we keep up their immune systems, how we get them through this. I'm really proud of some of the holistic medicine we've been doing to try to keep us all healthy and alive.
Stay healthy, and great to talk to you, Bernie. Thanks so much for joining us.
Sounds great, guys. God bless you.
Thanks,
you too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.